Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Nolan Cruz, what's your favorite fruit?
Pineapple.
You know, I'm offended, just to be honest with you. Really offended by it. Yeah. I'm going to come for you. I think you should be canceled. I'm coming for everything you built.
Yeah.
I am disgusted, Danny.
Afternoons on the Score.
Bulls basketball coming your way in just a little bit. And I'm guessing many people became a fan of the Bulls because of Michael Jordan. And obviously, he was my favorite athlete as a kid. But I love the sport of basketball. I was a baseball fan. I was on the north side. It's just, we go to Wrigley, became a fan. Dad liked baseball, whatever. Tiger Woods single-handedly made me like golf. Can you guys credit like your White Sox fandom single-handedly to Frank Thomas? Or was it passed down by your mom, your dad, or whatever? Because, like, maybe it's just because it's an individual sport, but every other sport I was drawn to by team or from like a person right. In my family, it's such a weird, rare thing to have. But I think Caitlin Clark is kind of doing it for people with women's basketball. So wondering if it's ever happened to you guys.
Yeah. So the White Sox were always in my family, my dad, my grandfather. So like the connection is built in there, but it doesn't translate. It doesn't speak to you until you find your guy. So that's
there
why for me, it is Frank Thomas.
You know, okay.
Always and forever. So like that's like you, every fan, you know, you need that one guy or that one specific team to lure you in. You can do things out of tradition just because you do them, but you don't keep that fandom unless you have that one player usually that kind of reaches you on a different level.
And earliest for me, it was Maglio Ordóñez. I was at a game, and same thing. Like, my dad passed down to me. He had season tickets at work, so we went all the time. But it was Maglio on a day that he hit a solo shot and a grand slam in the same game, and we were like four rows behind the White Sox dugout. He threw up one of his batting gloves, and my uncle caught it for me. So it was him, but then it was Paul Konerko. 2003 Fan Fest, I remember being pulled aside as a lucky kid who got to talk to Paul Konerko one-on-one just randomly, and that was it for me.
So that's interesting. So for me with the Cubs, it's Sammy Sosa.
Of course it is. That's cheater.
But I think it would have happened anyway.
Exactly. It would. It just would have been a different guy.
Right. And so, or it just would have been the Cubs and baseball. You know what I mean? And so I feel like for you guys, it probably would have been the White Sox or whatever.
Well, that's why to me, Frank is so unique because Frank looked like superhuman out there.
Right.
Hitting the baseball like as hard and as far as he did. Like, it's someone built like that. This is like, this guy doesn't look like anyone else out there. So that was part of the appeal for me as, like, 9-10-year-old, you know?
But for you with golf, you're saying, like, it was Tiger. It wouldn't have been Freddie Couples.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the thing that I think is unique to what Tiger did for the sport is, Matt, 97, I'm 11 years old. My dad didn't play golf. Golf wasn't in my, in my upbringing. Brad didn't play golf. I become obsessed with Tiger Woods and golf. And then after my bar mitzvah when I was 13, my dad's brother played. And he was like, come out to Colorado and I'll teach you a little bit about it. And so like that was like my bar mitzvah present. I flew out to Colorado and played golf with my uncle a couple of times. Became obsessed with the game. But it's solely tracked to one person. Like Mark O'Meara or David Duvall or whatever was not going to get me hooked on an entire sport. It's I don't know. Maybe it's like if you're a fan of a team, you know, if Deion Sanders made you a fan, or like if all of your family is Knicks fans, but Michael Jordan made you a fan, that would be more of like an apt comparison for the team sports.
I think that's why we're all Bears fans, right? Because Bears, like, that's like football, the ultimate team game. Not many guys, you know, over the years.
It's your birthplace. It's geography. It's your friends. It's city pride.
Which ironically makes it so hard to quit them.
Can't quit him.
I think there's also something to be said about Tiger Woods when he's done will be the only unequivocal GOAT of any sport. There's zero argument to be made that anyone in the history of golf is better than Tiger Woods was at the beginning, at his prime, at the end.
See, I mean, you're right.
In terms of records, championships, everything.
But Jack Nicklaus won more majors. Sam Snead won more tournaments.
But they never had the separation that Tiger has over everyone else.
Definitely. And in comparison of the eras and all of that, like, you know, I don't think there's an argument with Wayne Gretzky in hockey. There may be a few more that you could throw in there. But in terms of an individual's impact on a sport, I think that is where there's no comparison. No one person meant more to one sport than Tiger Woods meant to golf, including Jordan to basketball. And that's obviously a significant statement to make. But that had Bird and Magic, it had LeBron, it had Kobe. So many guys would make the NBA what it was. But Tiger to golf is just like this singular force. And there's still something to him teeing off at Augusta during the show. But it feels like it's a good time. For another, let's just see how it was with day one of Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi in Vegas.
It's time for a Circa Las Vegas update with the Midday Show.
You can't complain. Studs has set the vibe appropriately in Adidas slides, yellow tank, and flamingo pool shorts.
Oh, wait till you guys see tomorrow's get up.
That was your Circa Las Vegas update with the Midday Show.
This is a wild time. Studs is bringing the party from his suite. He should. He should live it up.
Oh, no.
He was promising me, man, that it was going to get crazy.
What a load of fun they are.
They're having fun, I'm sure, in their own very special way.
Whoever said they should move Nick Wright's wedding to Studs' suite today during Crosstalk, I don't remember who it was, but that one's going to live rent-free in my head.
I think that was Lawrence.
It was a good line. I would have loved to have been out there. Tough that these two things fell on the same weekend. I cannot wait to go. I'm flying to Kansas City tomorrow morning around noon, whatever, and can't wait to be there. But, man, yeah, we'll go. We'll go again. And we'll inject our level of degenerate fun.
Yeah, you sound like the parent. Like, Disney World's going to be there next year, guys.
I
okay?
know.
Yeah, and then COVID happens. Yeah, you know? Right. Exactly. You never know when that's going to happen again. Still out there.
It's true. It's true. It's okay. Come on. It's going to be fine, guys. It's going to be fine.
There's plenty of other cool things to do in Orlando, okay? We don't have to go to Disney World.
Hey, audience, who has more to live for in terms of Vegas? Me and Tanny or Danny and Speaks? Who needs that Vegas thing a little bit more, audience?
I'm pretty boring out there, but boy, do I love it.
But you appreciate it so much. Dan, like, actively loathes it. So just your appreciation and love of it, and like you're like always down to book a reservation early. You've got an idea of an activity that you can do. Like you're not like the degenerate Vegas guy.
Hey, who loves planning in Las Vegas, huh? Who loves the guy who plans?
We love an itinerary.
I know, but I'm just saying you're not. Yeah, I'm not saying you'd be a first round pick in my Vegas draft. You're still a good hangout.
Let's get out of here.
I bitched Bernstein out in the hallway yesterday because he openly said in front of everyone, including like Porth, myself, Ray, people who are not going, that he had no interest. And I bitched his ass out.
Good for you. Good for you.
Guy's got to get out in the sun. He looks like a marshmallow.
Incredible. Let's see. What do we got? We have Bryson DeChambeau is your leader in the clubhouse, 7-under 65. Scottie Scheffler is winning this tournament. He fired a 66 at 6-under. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Danny Willett at 4-under. But Bryson and Scheffler would be a hell of a pairing on a Sunday at Augusta if they somehow can keep it close. They're going to need Bryson to bring his A game. couple of days in a row. We had some awesome guests on the show today. Kevin Clark, I think, just does such a fantastic job with new media stuff and football. He was our guest for polls position today. He was excellent. Barry Rosner, just waxing poetic. No, you think of Barry is complaining, he's a curmudgeon, he's criticizing. His love letter to his 3 days at Augusta, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week at 3:40 today was absolutely worth checking out. And Dave Wanstead, of course, was incredible. Every time he's on, we learn something new, including the story of his five-figure watch that he was gifted for attending a charity event. It's just different being Dave Wanstead. Thank you to Kevin Lapka and Connor O'Donnell, Twitch chat, video stream. Thank you, sir. Bulls basketball follows us. Shane Reardon is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. Fantastic work with the Goodfellas treatment to O.J. Simpson. Share that with people. Tell people to check it out on the podcast page or the Odyssey Rewind app. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Hey, Twitter world. Yours truly. Well, it's been quite a week. You know, it's done. It's over now. Down goes Murdoch. I'm just saying. Take care.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.